Welcome to the Art in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DefNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you trains going past the doorway, birds singing sweetly in the background. And Ian, what else are we bringing them?
I'm busy watching the football on the internet.
You're watching the football on the internet.
But also, we haven't done it.
No,
I mean, it's for ages. Recently, I have been to the new show, Fact, Persistence of Vision.
Oh, good.
So we can talk about that. And the new show this week, the Blue Coat Display Centre, the Golden Age of Lettering. And further ahead is the Arabic Arts Festival.
When's that? Oh, no, don't tell us now.
Okay.
So anyway, but before we go on, because we won't bother editing the show, before we go on, tell us where we are now, because the train was a bit of a hint as to where we are. So
we're on the platform at Edgehill Station.
We're on the platform at Edgehill Station, one of the oldest passenger station. That's it, yeah. It's okay, rail stations.
In the world.
Simply because there wasn't railway around, and so they built this one, and it was quite nice too. It's a very nice one as well. But we're here for a special reason. Why? What is that special reason?
The Liverpool Art Prize is hosted here.
The Liverpool Art Prize is here today. Well, it's obviously here for longer than today.
Yes, here till the 10th of July, and me and Marco have been invigilating certain days, mostly Wednesdays. So that's quite why we're here today.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going well. And next week, we're announcing the winners.
Already?
The exhibition goes on to the 10th of July.
You're announcing the winners?
On the 30th of June. Of the judges' award.
Oh, the
judges. And the people's prize. So, the people must need to get here before four clubs play on the 29th of June, next Tuesday, to cast their vote for the people's choice. And then we'll announce that and the judges' prize on the 30th.
What time on the 30th?
Six till eight. Everyone's welcome to come along next Wednesday, 30th of June, 6 till 8. But you'll miss it, I think, won't you?
I'm double booked.
Yeah.
I'm double booked. Yeah. I didn't know. If I'd known, I would never have done it. I mean,
I'm sure I told you.
Social. It's the first social media cafe taking place at the Static Gallery. I know. I'm really disappointed.
Social media. That's
social media.
That's completely different.
It is. Than art, and I'm not being an anti. I'm kind of like anti-social media. I'm just not very social. I'm just like, oh hi, a bit shy kind of person. Hard to believe, I know. But
that's what social media is for, isn't it? People who don't communicate face to face.
Yeah. So I'm giving you good eye contact there, just so you know. I can do that.
I can't.
You can't. No.
No.
Stop looking away. Yeah, where were we?
Yes. Nevertheless, you're having a social media event.
Yeah.
You all get together.
Yeah. Well, no, that's it. It's kind of like, that's a completely different thing. But you know, check out Liverpool. Just Google Liverpool Social Media Cafe, and there's details there on the interweb. Very highly exciting.
Taking place at Static.
Yeah, taking place at Static. There's going to be different speakers each month. Last Wednesday of every month, different speakers. Somebody talking about geocaching. Somebody talking about WordPress blogs. As soon as you say train,
particularly noisy train.
Yeah. Then yeah. As soon as you say, oh yeah, we're doing this event, everyone starts coming out the woodwork, going like, oh yeah, can we get involved? Exactly. Yep. Brilliant. Of course you can get involved. Anybody can get involved. Free to come down to come along. Take part, have a good time. But I am disappointed that I'm not going to be there, because obviously if you put it back, Ian, you know, well, so is it the prize giving there and then as well?
Yep, on the Wednesday, 30th of June. Yes.
But I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be there to stream it or anything like that.
No. But there will be cameras here, because it's a fairly small space
where
the public can gather. So there's two rooms, and the idea is to somebody's going to film it, and so people who can't fit into the one room can watch it on the screen in the next room. So that's the idea. Maybe that would be recorded or something.
Maybe we could do. After this podcast, I could give you both a quick workshop in video streaming.
I'll be busy on stage, and I'm seeing the winners, I think.
Monarco would have
taken photographs.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know who's doing it. A metal organizer. Metal have been great at organizing everything here, so they're organizing something.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure who's going to do it.
But tell us. Before we, as I soak up my disappointment, tell us, who are the artists in the show? Who's nominated? Well, who's in for winning?
Well, there's, in alphabetical order, there's Gina Zarnecki, and then there's David Jakes, James Quinn, Paul Rooney, and Emily Speed.
There's
five artists.
Five artists. Now, occasionally we can hear the tweeting birds from Gina's piece.
Yep.
And also in the background, which we can hear, but you might possibly not be able to hear, is Paul Rooney's piece as well.
Yep.
The cellophane, I keep on saying cellophane, but yeah. Food packaging man.
Doi pack. And there's some really funny songs in it, and I was coming away from here singing this Doi pack is fantastic for soup song. Or cling film is something. The cling film song as well. It's a really good film, and Gina Zarnecki's thing is great as well. In fact, they all are. So I think everybody who's been here seems to say, you know, it's very difficult to choose. We've got no idea who the people's choice is going to be until we count the votes next Wednesday.
But the judges have already met.
No, the judges are going to meet here on Wednesday and bring their thoughts with them, and we'll decide there and then, you know, just before 6 o'clock.
Excellent.
So it's all very exciting, so nobody will know, the artist won't know until we announce it.
Oh, brilliant.
So,
well,
exciting.
It is very exciting. I'm just soaking up my disappointment and wondering what I can do, but I'll ponder that at another point. Now, it's at this point in the show we normally say, so what's in the news? What's in the news?
I think that's it, isn't it? The news is there's going to be
the
Black Panther Awards ceremony next week, and it's all going very well.
The big news, just to interject.
I'm still watching the football match.
You're still watching the football, okay. the big news being, of course, there's massive cuts to Arts Council England, have made massive cuts. But that's old news now, really, isn't it?
And North West Development Agency has been scrapped.
Really? Oh,
yes.
I think we kind of expected it, didn't we?
Yeah, but it's being replaced by Enterprise something initiatives or something.
Yeah.
Some other, maybe not so much a quango, more of a partnership between public and private, so I don't know what the idea is.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, North West Development don't know, they just know they're going to be, it's all going to change, and they're waiting to see what happens. But the NWD obviously funded lots of major things like the Biennial and maybe even this place, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lots of things, so it's going to be interesting and probably not very good.
Hard times to come. However, you know, just because it's hard times doesn't necessarily mean that that the Art in Liverpool podcast won't be taking place. We'll be here to support you throughout the present economic crisis.
Yeah, Art in Liverpool will carry on, I'm sure, because we don't get any public funding anyway.
So
we're self-sufficient. As long as you have the energy, we'll carry on.
Excellent. Now, tell us then.
As long as people produce art as well, of course.
So, yeah, stop showing us funny pictures, Monaco. Hardly appropriate time.
It's a George Osborne.
With his eyes scribbled out. So tell us where you've been, what you've been up to then. Give us a rundown, a recap. You said you've been to the Fat Show.
Yes, yeah. I'd say it's been a while, so we've been to quite a few things, but one recent one that sticks in the memory is the Persistence of Vision. So it should stick in the memory. Persistence of Vision at Fact, which really enjoyed. It's a lot of new media, video related, as usually is a Fact, but quite a bit of interactive stuff. And it's about memory and things that you see, vision. How does that persist? Mm-hmm. How do you remember these things, and do you remember these things? Some people remember them visually a lot better than others, or maybe in different ways. So yeah, there's various artists from around the world there, and it's good. I haven't got the full details.
No, no, that's all.
But I remember if you go in the media lounge, there's
games and things you can play on, isn't it?
Yeah, you play some sort of games, which is actually partly research the units at the University of Liverpool.
POV.
All right, that's persistence of vision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's some units at University of Liverpool involved in researching this. Maybe it's psychology, I don't know. So you enter a few details about yourself, just like whether you're male or female, your age range, whether you normally play computer games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get given a PIN number, and then you can enter that as you go around these various games on screen. And so the first time you do it, you can do it once, and that's recorded for their research, you see. So they check the results from that. But then you can play it again and again and
mm-hmm.
compete with your peers or your children, or even see competition between kids and adults to see who can do these things best. So things like, various shapes appear on the screen, and then you have to remember where they were, or
mm-hmm.
Numbers things, or face recognition things, shapes. Which two shapes are the same, those sort of things. So yeah, it's good fun. I just did it once quickly. Well, in fact, I didn't even complete the whole lot, but
mm-hmm.
I quite enjoyed that.
I'm awful at those kind of things. It's really, really bad.
And I did okay, I think, the ones I did, but I don't normally play computer games at all, so some of the things were... Minaka was saying, she reminded me that she did really badly.
Yeah,
because the one... Yeah, one question it doesn't ask is English your first language?
Yeah, yeah.
Which could make a difference in comprehending the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes up with the question first.
That was my problem.
Right, yeah, tell me what this game is about, what you're supposed to do. And there's one where it comes up, in big letters in the word red.
Yeah.
But it's actually in a different colour.
It's
in yellow or something. And the question is, what colour is the word in?
Yeah.
What does the word say?
It sounds like the DS brain training.
DS.
Yeah, with DS, Nintendo DS,
oh,
Brain
right.
Train, Mr. Dr. Nakamori's Brain
right.
Train.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I don't know about anything.
I've played it once.
Yeah.
Didn't get a very good score. got an age of 74, and so I decided I'd leave it. I'm not playing that again.
Well, in that one, I got 100% in that way, you recognize after saying which colour it was.
Yeah.
But when I got 9%, because you accidentally got one right. But you kept pressing, it said red, so
yeah.
It's red. But that was partly because, didn't comprehend the
questions. Now, talking about persistence of vision, that actually reminds me of a piece which... Oh, there's the birds again.
Yeah, it's very nice. There are real birds outside as well, don't you? So it's occasionally, above the noise of the train.
But with the persistence of vision, it's the back in video, I think it was Video Positive 98. There was a piece in actually on the site that Fact is on now, when it was in our warehouse. There was a piece in there which there was a black box that you walked into, the lights were on, then the lights went off, it was an empty room, they flashed the strobe into your eyes twice, and you had to stare into the corner, and you saw a chair.
Right.
So it was what was actually embedded into the back of your retina was this this white chair.
Yeah.
And it's like that vision has always stayed with me. Talking about persistence of vision, that vision has always stayed with me. Because it was quite burning itself onto the back of your retina. That's actually, you should imagine that would be stay with you for quite a long time.
Yeah.
The trouble is that I see it at night when I've got my eyes closed trying to go to sleep. So I think it's actually stayed a bit too long. Or after the first time, I shouldn't have gone in again and again and again and again.
You're persistent, aren't you?
Yeah, I am persistent.
So you just dream about white chairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they mean psychologically. But
there's a room which is just a very simple thing, really. It's just like it's a square. You go into a door, and there's a corridor which just goes around the four sides of this tube.
Uh-huh.
But each corner is at like an angle, and it's just a mirror in each corner. And so it mirrors every corner.
Yeah.
So you turn and you look and you can see yourself in this mirror, but you can see the reflection from the next mirror and next mirror. So you can actually get back at yourself because
yeah.
it goes round the whole. And if other people are there, you can see them, but you don't know where they are. You see
yeah.
them in the mirror,
yeah.
but as if they were straight ahead. But they could be around the next corner.
They could be right behind you.
Or you could be right behind you, yeah.
Right.
It's so simple, but so amazing.
I'm going to wait till there's a crowd, and I'm going to take a knife in. And just appear behind somebody like that, a knife raised in the air, and they're going to go, who's that? Yeah. Yeah, that sounds quite good. Though. I won't really do that. That would be wrong.
Yeah, and be careful. Because
you end up stumbling over yourself.
You don't even realize it's a mirror at first, or you don't. You could just walk into it. Yeah. So don't run too fast.
You reached out and tapped yourself on. You reached out forward and tapped yourself on your shoulder. It's going, who's that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So it's really good kind of stuff there.
That's enough nonsense from me anyway, and especially about that show. So
and it goes on until the 30th of August. So it's on for good. It's on for the summer. Go and watch that. Definitely.
Now, also tell us about what's on at the Blue Coat.
Nothing at the moment, but coming up soon is the Arabic festival. We'll talk about that later. One other thing that did happen, I think, since we last. Was the Liverpool Open Studios.
Oh yeah, how was that? Sorry.
Yeah, that went pretty well, I think, yeah. It was the Saturday and Sunday, 13th of June.
Yeah.
So we went round the mall, took half on the Saturday, half on the Sunday, and it was certainly busier on the Saturday. I think everyone reported that. Sunday, it did rain quite heavily in the afternoon, and there was football on and so on. So yeah, I think it went pretty well. I think... there weren't a great many studios involved. The aim is to be an annual event, so we want to get
yeah.
more studios involved next time and see how we can do better and get more publicity. But I think for a first effort, it went okay.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed it anyway.
No, well,
people said there was just like a steady stream of people, and we went out to Garston, Alex Green's place in Garston.
Oh, yeah.
And he was very happy and busy on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
About 40 people went through on Saturday. And and places like Curve and Red Wire, they were busy on a Saturday. The prints makers in blue coats, they were there both days, demonstrating the screen prints and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a go. No, we watched it. But at Bridal, we had to go with the cyanotype printing.
Oh yeah.
Did a couple of beautiful little, even if I say so myself, a couple
yeah.
of beautiful little prints we did was cyanotype, where you just. The very old sort of photographic method, you just put stuff on this paper which has been coated with a chemical,
yeah,
and then you put it in a light box for 10 minutes, and where the light has shone on the paper it turns blue, and where you put things on it it's white.
Uh-huh.
So you have this lovely beautiful white on blue design. It's so simple but very nice.
Excellent. Yeah. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, I'd say it's hopefully just grow each year.
Yeah, no, it sounds like perfect kind of thing to. I should have got down there myself. I'm not. I'm trying to remember why I didn't. Because I'm. Like today's good, maybe. So, what else has been going on? What are the big shows, small shows, anything else in between?
No, there was a new show with Kevin Hand.
It was a what?
train now just
yeah, that's
one.
Just on its way to Manchester, I believe, or possibly that's the Wigan train, depending on the time.
Just to prove that trains do actually stop here still. Every
yeah.
quarter of an hour, you can just pop on a train from Lime Street, and it just takes 3 minutes, and only about more than a quid return.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There you are, it's right on the platform. Kerry Hand Gallery's just opened a new exhibition as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to remember what it's called. It's various artists from all around the place, and it's if you can hold your breath.
Yes,
I
can.
What that refers to? But yeah, an interesting little show.
Yeah, that's an interesting little show. Yeah, while you're busy checking the football at the same time.
No, I'm checking the the listing for Kenny Ann Gallery.
Also. Okay, and
I'd give some names. Artists Sarah Balcombe-Jones, Karen Cunningham, Alex Farrar, Melissa Jordan, Pescaketa, Elizabeth McAlpine, and Rachel Niffenegger. Now, it's created by, not created by Kerry herself this time, but created by Lucy Johnson, who's her assistant works.
Oh, right.
She's very good, yeah, so she created this one.
Brilliant.
What else? There's the tattoo exhibition at CUC. Is that on
at the moment?
Days,
do you know, I haven't.
27th of June.
I've been in and I haven't even been to see that. It's on the ground floor as well, isn't it?
No, that this is on the in the attic floor, the fifth, the top floor.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of fun. Tattoo art and some other artworks done by people who normally do tattoo art, so nice graphic works. And you can even have a temporary tattoo put on your body somewhere and photograph it.
Because there's even a big, I believe there's a big tattoo convention coming to town as well.
It's been,
there you go. Which
last
is,
weekend, yes.
Yeah, which yeah. is, I was. That's what I was tying it to.
Yeah, so I was tied in with that, yeah. But that was at the BT Convention Centre, I think. Yeah. Or was it Manford Hall? Yeah, Students Union, Manford Hall, last weekend, yeah.
Excellent.
What else? There's an exhibition at the Orchard, the restaurant.
Yeah, I've been getting loads of emails from them.
Yeah, it's nice stuff by Matthew Thomas and Andrew Collin.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also got a new exhibition in there, they're placing off Castle Street there by Frank Linnett. And what else? That's it at the moment, I think.
Loads of interesting
stuff
going on.
I think we talked about Jura at the Lady Lever. Yeah, so that's it. There's a few more coming up.
Yeah, now tell us about the Liverpool Arabic Arts Festival.
Yeah.
I don't even know what date it is.
It's quite soon, so Friday the 2nd of July, so that's next week, isn't it? The Arabic Arts Festival starts, it goes on until 11th, so just 10 days, yeah. Full programme is online at arabicartsfestival.co.uk.
Brilliant.
It's mostly, I don't know, it's all over the place. Blue Coat, Fact, the Philharmonic, National Museum of Liverpool, all doing various things. Film, literature, visual art. One of the things...
Anything at Sefton Park?
Oh, there's usually something at the Palmhouse, isn't
there? Yeah. They have a festival weekend thing, on a Sunday maybe?
Yeah, not sure, there's... I've got various copies of the little catalogue they've done, but haven't brought them with me.
Because I always go to that, and it's always a really good day.
Yeah. In fact, I think we spoke about this a while ago. They won an award, didn't they?
They did.
Arts Festival for the fantastic work. They do the Arab British Culture and Society Award 2010. So, the Blue Coat, their new exhibition, which opens also next. Is it Thursday or Friday? I think it's Friday. Called Arabicity.
Arabic City.
I think. Yeah. So that's various Arabic art. Sorry, I'm just trying to think of the details here. Arabicity, such a near east.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. It's curated by Rose Issa. This exhibition goes up right on until 5th of September, so just before the biennial starts. Six contemporary artists, Basil Abbas, Rowan Abu Rama, Chant Avadisian, Ayman Balbaki, Fatih Hassan, and Reda Sadeh. All from the Arab world who explore their cultural heritage from unique perspectives. That's as much as I know, I think.
Well, I suppose we're going to find out more, aren't we?
Yeah, we just have to go and see it.
Yeah, that's what you do. You go along, you have a look at the work.
Yeah. So the opening is on Friday evening, 2nd July, 6 to 8. I think that's open to all, and hopefully they have nice food in the
They do.
The garden
they do.
Or
yeah,
court,
you pay.
Yeah, stuff, yeah.
You pay for it, but
music
nice.
As well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, that's
so.
The Blue Coats, they've started to use that courtyard much more, front and back, and it's kind of it's really good. Strange, you know, now if you go into town on a Saturday and there isn't anything going on in the courtyard.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and there is this Saturday actually. What date? 26, isn't it? Lawaka, the art and craft.
Oh, yeah.
The monthly one, that's this Saturday.
Excellent.
Is it 10 till 5 or 11 till 5 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'd be good. Saturday, actually, we'll be here again at Metal for a couple of hours because Culture Pool.
Oh, yeah.
These great, sort of just invite people along to all kinds of art events to sort of facilitate it. And if it's in the theatre or music event, they usually get to reduce price tickets and so on. But this Saturday, they come to Liverpool Art Prize, and so there'll be quite a few people coming along, and the artists will be here. So you come along and meet the artists, meet us, and have a look at the show, and cast your votes, of course. The details on the website, they prefer people to let them know, because they'll be organising refreshments as well. I think it's culturepool.org, and there's an email address. I think it's bookings@culturepool.org.
And of course, they're based at Metal as well, aren't they?
That's right, yes, yeah. They've got their office up here, yeah. That should be good. Saturday afternoon. What else is there? Thursday, if you catch this in time, we're going off to Aintree Hospitals. not for any operations or anything, but Aintree Hospitals, they've had lots of good exhibitions. And they've had artwork in the grounds of the hospital. Temporary, I think they've gone now, but they'll have some permanent stuff as well. And there's a new exhibition opening there of Steve Collett. Steve Collett's paintings.
Mm-hmm.
He's exhibited in various places the last few years. So that's a collection of his work at Aintree Hospital from Thursday 24th. And Egg Space.
Mm-hmm.
Got a new exhibition opening on Thursday evening called All Sorts.
And a variety of artists.
Curated by Headspace again. The last show there, which I don't know if we spoke about since. Leon Jakeman.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was a solo show, and that was really good. It really made Egg look a big difference because it does big installations and use neon lights and all kinds of really look like a really funky cafe. different from how it usually looks. So that was good, but that's finished now. So All Sorts opens on Thursday. Yeah, then on Friday, Blue Coat Display Centre's new exhibition is called The Golden Age of Lettering.
Yeah, tell us about this. This sounds good. So if you can
hear, in a sec.
If you can hear that in the background. I'm not sure if you can, but that's Paul Rooney's piece going off in the background.
Doi pack, yeah. It's really good, you've got to see it. Really good fun. The Golden Age Lettering, it's Blue Coat Display Centre, they have like ceramics and jewellery and that sort of thing. And for this they're focusing on artists and makers who use lettering, typography in their works. So it's Golden Age of Lettering. And the artists include Jessica Turrell, who trained in jewellery and enamel at Central School of Art London, Claire Hillaby, Deborah Hobson Whoop, Rana Salam, Rossella Garavaglia, Eleanor Suggett, and Christine Toe. We know Christine Toe, she's a local textile artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a studio in Arena or Elevator, one of those two. There's even a small press book section featuring work by Hand and Eye Letterpress, who use only letterpress machines, which gives the work a rich distinctive appearance, it says here. That'd be interesting. So Friday evening, 5:30 to 7:30, and an exhibition goes on till 7th of August.
I wonder what's the difference between a letterpress? Is it kind of like, you know, a normal...
Only if it means there's, you know, you So maybe they,
wasn't that letter set?
Oh, that was letter set, yeah, you're right.
So what's a letter press?
I don't know.
I just wonder if it's, you know, just a small printing press of some sort. You get all sorts of, it used to be great in the old days when you'd be at college and they'd have strange things that you could use. You used to have those big Gestetner drums.
Big Gestetner, right?
Yeah, do you remember those, eh? You used to work at the uni, Dale.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hold on, I've got a memo to print for all the staff. Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
but
the and all the ink oozes out. Yeah, yeah. Ink on it, all comes out.
Oh,
used to use those for the Labour Party and trade union letters as well.
Oh.
Putting those through people's doors.
That'd be, yeah. I wonder if you can get a hold of one of those, because it must have been so cheap and so cheap to do, because it was only just the ink, and you still need the film though, didn't you? To
which is like carbon paper stuff. Like you have to type it on a typewriter.
Yeah.
And just, that would make like slight hole in the paper and the ink would come through.
Yeah, or you could scroll a bit on, you could scribe something onto it. Or there was a machine that would, if you had a picture, you used to have to put the picture on the roller and then the machine would scan it somehow, not necessarily electronically, but then scribe it onto the onto the stencil.
I never did anything that fancy.
No. Well, I remember that. They all said that, yeah. Ian's memos were always... sorry, all your Labour Party. Literature was always... closely typed letters. Okay, anyway, I'm going to have a look on eBay. That'd be quite interesting to see if you can buy.
I should have some copies somewhere, I don't know.
So that's the Blue Coat Display Centre, that's opening next weekend, which is the 2nd of July.
No, this weekend.
Sorry. Oh, this weekend,
Blue Coat Display Centre, the 25th of June.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we go into next week, we've got the Art Prize Awards here, as we mentioned earlier, and at the end of next week, so 2nd, 3rd, 4th of July, there's three new shows at A Foundation.
Oh yes, of course. Of course, I've had information through from them, which are, you know, people. Lots of people have been sending information through to me, and then I go, yep, right, okay, I'll tick them on. I'll put them on the website, and then I don't get a great deal of time, really.
Oh, but you try.
I do try. Oh, yeah. I am trying.
So, but anyway, briefly, so 2nd or 3rd of July, we've got all at A Foundation, John Fawcett, Hearts and Minds. Doing a special performance on the 3rd. Is that the Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. And Tatsumi Orimoto, live in translation. He's a Japanese artist, and he does a couple of things. One is this bread man performance he does. He wears a few loaves of bread on his head.
Yeah.
Or baguettes, sort of thing.
Yeah, and the birds pick it up.
He just wears on his head and it looks funny, and he goes around the streets performing.
All right, I'll have to look out for him.
Yeah. But he does a lot of stuff with his mother. Another train has arrived, so it's a bit noisy. And I'm just checking the final score. Hooray! We can cheer.
Hooray!
Phew! Breathe a sigh of relief as we get through to the next round. We're not live, are we? So we won't spoil anyone's enjoyment.
No, I was hoping not to find out the final score.
Oh,
actually, it was too late anyway, because I started walking down the street and suddenly there was a big cheer and I was like, okay, England have scored. All right, I'd actually rather know as we went. You know, as time went by. Well, that's really good.
Yeah. Definitely need some new rolling stock on the British Rail.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're quite regular though. It's going to be every five minutes. Maybe that's a Widnes one or Wigan or.
Yeah. So anyway, Tatsumi Yamamoto is doing a 50 grandmama banquet. And we've put a call out actually. I wonder if they've got enough. They need 50 grandmothers to come along to this feast.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting in Liverpool one, parading along Jamaica Street to the A Foundation.
Yeah.
I don't know if grandmothers are actually parading.
The grandmothers won't, no.
Okay. They'll sit in the A Foundation waiting for their feast. And then
as they
should arrive, and yeah, you have it says Japanese style feast. I don't know what that means. Banquet, yeah. So that's the performance element of it. But then, yeah, he does his Bergman thing, and he's done some exhibition as well. And these go on until they've got. There's a third one. That's the third one is Artur Smedjewski, following Bauhaus. So the first UK commission produced during a residency within the historically and politically resonant city of Liverpool. I thought I was going to say somewhere else. Historically and politically resonant.
Yeah, it's Liverpool. Liverpool.
Okay, yeah. And there's been various groups, meetings, Liverpool art community. And so the Arts and Design Academy, pop-up school. Okay, modelled on the Bauhaus established in Weimar by Walter Gropius in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that, so that's that interesting. Pop-up art school.
I like
that.
Yeah,
pop-up shops, pop-up
Yeah.
Now I've got a pop-up art school. The AMEA Foundation. So yeah, so that's the three. And they all start on the 2nd or 3rd of July and go through to the 14th of August. Great. Yeah, that's it. And also 2nd of July, the Arabic Arts Festival.
Excellent. Right, well, I'm kind of, hold on, there's a fly on the microphone. I'm kind of stunned. So there's loads coming up at the AI Foundation that weekend, and
yeah.
Also with the Arabic Arts Festival. I think it's time for me to start planning that weekend a little bit more thoroughly than I normally plan my weekends. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what the football situation would be.
No, actually, we don't. That's true. We don't. So we've got to look out for that one.
Yeah. You do realise that the 30th, next Wednesday, 30th
yeah.
June, is about the only day in the whole...
Yes, I do. That's
no football matches.
Well, that's why we picked it for
yeah.
the social media
yeah,
cafe.
Yeah, that's why I picked it for the art prize.
All the art people doing this.
Yeah, it's, you should have a non-football art day something.
Yeah. Well, it's also... Mashable, do you visit Mashable?
Mashable
yeah.
yeah,
you know Mashable, but
yeah,
it's also
yeah.
they're having a social media day, and
ah,
you see, so it fits in with social media day. So, you know, you may well have We Love Art Day.
Yes.
We have Social Media Day.
Right.
I'm not sure what any of that means. I'm going to be at home being antisocial.
Another thing we did go to actually was last cool. Friday, I think, and I think it was something to do with Etsy's birthday. You know, Etsy is that online shopping thing just for craft. People do make
yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
crafts. People make stuff themselves.
Yeah.
Have shops on Etsy.
Yeah.
Etsy. And there's thousands and thousands, millions of them, Etsy online shops. And so people like Land Baby and Pelesk at
oh,
Blue
yes.
Coat had this event last Friday, actually in the hub of the Blue Coat. So it was really good. We went to it. And what's the name of the company? Mass Workshop. MAS workshop, some local people who into architecture and stuff involved and still did the marketing, the graphics for us or something like that. And so that was all there, that was good. We bought some stuff, and that might be become a regular event. So it's sort of tied in with the fact that it was Etsy's birthday. So there, it was a worldwide event.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a couple of cushions with moustaches and all of them. Not real moustache.
This is obviously.
Moustache design. A brown one and a black one. His and hers. Cushions. Minarcos has got the black moustache.
Fair sure.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a really good event. There were quite a few people there. People were knitting and stuff there.
Uh-huh.
Just there. And
I was going to say, yeah, do you think there's too much going on at the moment?
Yeah, there's always too much for us to actually get around, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the more the better in some ways for the public to get along to. But then, yeah, if it's spread thin,
yeah.
maybe things don't happen again because not enough people go to it. Yeah, we've got some good photographs, which I haven't put on the website yet. Of people knitting using very, very, very thick string.
Oh, that does look well.
I'm just looking at
that's
them
brilliant.
Now. Yeah, very nice. So, I think they're planning another one for later in the year, and maybe August, yeah. Maybe it'll be a regular thing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right then. Okay. So, Ian, that's the at the moment. That's the end of the Art in Liverpool podcast for the moment. I'd like to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening. And from this very informal Art in Liverpool podcast, no breaks, lots of trains, some birds. The birds would like to say goodbye, and so would Mr. Doypack upstairs. thanks for listening and goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media, podcasting for your pleasure.